I'm asking you, those watching, to go to a place that your heart is wrenched out in compassion for the lost. And I'm changing much of my services from a place where I'll put the net out. I've trained you, those that are revivalist in maturity, and I'll continue to train you line upon line. But know this, that I've trained you for a purpose, not just for the edification of yourself to know things or to be able to spout doctrine, but also to have the authority in my spirit to put out a great net of harvest on the planet. For I desire my churches, those that have my heart and teach my word, to be full in these last days. And I'll do a thing, a quick work among you, a speedy work among you that goes so fast that it'll mean so much to many of you that have fought the fight. And you'll look and say, I knew that it was coming. And still, this is a surprise to me how quickly the Lord has turned things. Yes. Just as I'm turning many things on a daily basis in your nation, know this, that I'm equipping the nation for a seedbed, for a third great awakening and a harvest. And those pastors and those leaders and apostles and prophets and teachers and evangelists and core leadership in my church that will follow my heart and knowing this, that all things are for one purpose, to bring in this great harvest, that you'll pastor thousands, thousands and thousands, for many sheep will come in and look for that which they have never seen or heard before. Now is your time. Now is your time, says the Spirit of the Lord. For I brought even to pass these meetings in particular this week for the rest of your training and building upon you these things that you'll hear through the one that comes to speak. For I'll train you in the last portion of this. For even the things that I'll be speaking to you now in the remainder of this week will build in the mature a place that is necessary for me to rest on you this great harvest. And you'll not crack. This won't crack. This foundation will not crack. It'll not split. You'll take authority in the spirit and drive out devils over this region through the things that you'll hear. Be very attentive, says the Spirit of Grace, to the things that you'll hear the man of God speak. For many things will touch your heart individually and grow you up a measure so that you're able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For he'll blow upon your foundation in the days ahead, but you'll be fine and you'll stand strong and in great peace. But I call you to mind, says the Spirit of Grace, that these meetings are not just, and the things that you'll hear are not just as you've been accustomed to in more sound doctrine, which they will, for the purpose of the hearing of the saints. But I'm asking an army, a Joel's army, to be equipped for what my heart is, and my heart is the harvest, says the Spirit of Grace.